Texte numéro 2. A black and white answer. You might expect that science, particularly American science, would be colour blind. Though fewer people from some of the country's ethnic minorities are scientists than the proportion of those minorities in the population suggest should be the case, once someone has got bench space in a laboratory, he might reasonably expect to be treated on merit and nothing else. Unfortunately, a study just published by Donna Ginter of the University of Kansas suggests that is not true. Dr. Ginter, who was working on behalf of America's National Institutes of Health, NIH, looked at the pattern of research grants awarded by the NIH and found that race matters a lot. Moreover, it is not just a question of white supremacy. Asian and Hispanic scientists do just as well as white ones. Black scientists, however, do badly. Dr. Ginter and her colleagues analysed grants awarded by the NIH between 2000 and 2006 and correlated this information with the self-reported race of more than 40,000 applicants. Their results show that the chance of a black scientist receiving a grant was 17%. For Asians, Hispanics and whites, the number was between 26 and 29%. Even when these figures were adjusted to take into account applicants' prior education, awards, employment history and publications, a gap of 10 percentage points remained. This bias appears to arise in the NIH's peer review mechanism. Each application is reviewed by a panel of experts. The race of the applicant is not divulged to the panel. However, Dr. Ginter found that applications from black scientists were less likely to be rewarded a score than those from similarly qualified scientists of other races. One possible explanation is that review panels are inferring applicants' ethnic origins from their names or the institutions they attended as students. Consciously or not, the reviewers may then be awarding less merit to those people with black-sounding names or who were educated at universities whose students are predominantly black. Indeed, a similar bias has been found in those recruiting for jobs in the commercial world. A study published in 2003 by researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology found that fictitious CVs with stereotypically white names elicited 50% more offers of interviews than did CVs with black names, even when the applicant's stated qualifications were identical. Though Dr. Ginter's results are troubling, it is to the NIH's credit that it has published her findings. The agency is also starting a program intended to alter the composition of the review panels. They attended as students in America should pay strict attention to all this and ask themselves if they too are failing people of particular races. Such discrimination is not only disgraceful, but also a waste of talent. Adapted from The Economist, August 2011.